Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic. This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I'm Rick Mulready, and this is episode number 51, where today I'm going to be answering your questions about Facebook ads. This is actually going to be a part one because I've been getting a lot of questions lately, which I love. So I decided to split them up. And so today is going to be part one of a Facebook ads Q&A. And then the next episode, I'm going to finish answering the latest questions that I've received as a part two. So today, part one, Facebook ads Q&A, where I'm going to answer a few questions for you. And in the next episode, I'll finish answering those questions. And I've been getting a lot of different types of questions, which I absolutely love. People have been emailing me, they've been tweeting me, and they've also been leaving voice messages for me over on my site, rickmulready.com, via the SpeakPipe app that I have set up for you. If you've never used SpeakPipe before, all you have to do is click the button there. It's actually two clicks, and then you can start recording a voice message for me, and then I get that as an email. Super easy to use, and I love getting those messages and hearing from you. So if you've been listening to the podcast regularly for a while now, you know that I do these Q&A episodes regularly. So if you have a question that you'd like me to answer in an upcoming Q&A episode, feel free to reach out and ask me. Again, you can email me, support@rickmulready.com. You can tweet me. My Twitter handle is @RickMulready. And again, you can leave me a voice message with the SpeakPipe app over on rickmulready.com. Before we get into the Q&A today, I've got a big announcement for you, though, that I'm really excited about. I'm going to be reopening my flagship Facebook ads training course, the FB Advantage Automated Facebook Ads Made Simple, very soon. And I'm going to be giving away a scholarship to the course. So if you're interested in winning that scholarship to the training course, all you have to do to be eligible is to leave a rating and review for this here podcast, The Art of Paid Traffic, over on iTunes by August 21st. So depending on when you're listening to this episode, you have a little time to do that. So just leave a quick rating and review for the show over on iTunes by August 21st, and you'll be eligible to win. If you've already left a rating and review for the show, thank you so much for doing that. You're going to be eligible already, so not to worry there. I'm going to be choosing a winner at random and announcing it here on the show the week of August 24th. So again, if you're interested in winning a scholarship to my flagship Facebook ads training course, the FB Advantage, which I'm going to be reopening very soon, just leave a quick rating and review for the show over on iTunes and by August 21st. I'm going to be choosing a winner at random and announcing it here on the show the week of August 24th. And not to worry, if you've already left a rating review, you too will be eligible. Really excited about that. All right, let's jump into the Q&A today, shall we? All right, the first question is about Facebook pixels. And this actually comes from a bunch of different people recently. And I'm gathering it's because Facebook recently started rolling out what they're calling an upgraded pixel. So there's a lot of confusion around this. Basically, what the upgraded pixel is, it's one pixel for both conversion tracking and retargeting. Up to this point, and as it is right now still, there's one retargeting pixel so that you get one custom audience, or again, retargeting pixel per Facebook ads account, and then you have different conversion tracking pixels. So for every conversion that you want to track, you have a unique tracking pixel code. Now, I've done a lot of research on this. They started rolling this out recently. Not everybody has it. They've come out with a little bit of news about this, but everything that I can see from the research that I've done, this upgraded pixel is going to be for advanced marketers and those larger businesses with an elaborate array of products. It doesn't look like Facebook is going to force us to use this upgraded pixel. So I'm approaching this as, okay, there's a new upgraded pixel that we can use if we want to. Otherwise, we're still using the separate conversion tracking pixels and the custom audience retargeting pixel. So I'm moving forward status quo. So no change for me, and I'm still teaching the different types of pixels, the conversion tracking and the retargeting pixel. Again, from what I can see, Facebook is not forcing us to use this upgraded pixel. Maybe that changed that in the future. But because they're not forcing us to use this, and because there's been so much confusion around Facebook pixels in general, I created a big article. It's a big tutorial over on rickmulready.com. So if you'd like to go check that out, it is it's a blog post, it's videos, it's how to, it's screenshots, it's strategy, it's a bunch of different things. It's kind of a massive post that I put together. rickmulready.com/pixels will get you to that article. So basically, if you want to be, we've talked about this a lot. If you want to be getting the most out of your Facebook ads today, growing, tracking, and optimizing them, you need to be using both conversion tracking and custom audience pixels in your campaign. Got to be using pixels. So I created that big tutorial for you, rickmulready.com/pixels, to break everything down. And if you have any questions there, feel free to leave a comment. Or again, as I mentioned in the introduction, just shoot me a note or tweet me or leave me a SpeakPipe message with your question, and I'll be sure to get it answered for you. All right. So the next question is from Shannon Hamrick. And Shannon says, what are some big overlooked or unknown quote unquote gotchas associated with running Facebook ads? It's a really good question, Shannon. And I would say the biggest thing is that people turn a blind eye to Facebook's advertising guidelines. You have to be compliant with their guidelines. And that's the biggest reason why Facebook ads accounts are getting flagged or shut down and hands are getting slapped. You got to be following the advertising guidelines and being compliant with those guidelines. Otherwise, Facebook will come down on you. Such things like on your landing page, if you are collecting email addresses, you need to have a privacy policy link. So you need to be linking out to your privacy policy from your landing page. You got to make sure that link is on there. Other things, you have to ensure that you clearly state in your ad copy what's going to happen when someone clicks on your ad. So here's an example. If you are, let's just say that you have a video series and you say in your ad copy that, you know, click here for instant access. And then when somebody clicks on the ad, they go to your landing page and then they have to opt in. So they have to give you their email address in order to get the video series. Well, that's not instant access. And that is actually against Facebook's guidelines. Okay. So you need to clearly state in your ad copy exactly what's going to happen when somebody clicks on your ad. So if it's, so you might want to reword that and say, click here to register for the free video series or something along those lines. Okay. So you're going to be really clear about that. Those are a couple of just kind of nuances that Facebook is really cracking down on. Another one here, I'm going to read this directly from the guidelines because it's a really important one. They say content that asserts or implies personal attributes. So this includes direct or indirect assertions or implications about a person's race, ethnic origin, religion, beliefs, age, sexual orientation or practices, gender identity, disability, medical condition, including physical or mental health, financial status, membership in a trade union, criminal record, or name, blah, blah, blah. Basically, you cannot, and I'm just going to put it in sort of layman's terms here, you can't call out somebody by a misfortune that they have, or you basically can't call somebody out in your ad. So you can't say, even like if you're calling out moms, if your target audience is moms, you can't call that out anymore. You have to be really careful with that wording. So a lot of times we like to ask questions in our ads. That's still okay, but you can't identify a pain point with that question anymore. You got to be really careful with that. So like you can't say like, are you depressed or something like that because of this guideline that I just read to you here. So you got to be really, really careful. The best advice I have here for you, Shannon, and anybody else who wants to know more about this is be sure that you're regularly checking out Facebook's advertising guidelines. So just Google Facebook ads guidelines or Facebook ads compliance, and it's like the first search result there. It'll take you to that page. I'll be sure and link that page up for you guys in the show notes page for today, which will be at rickmulready.com/51. So make sure that you're checking that page out regularly because they do update that over there. They do update their guidelines. So really, really good question. All right, the next question, I actually don't have a name for this one. Explain why you don't reach the full number of people that your target audience suggests. That's such a great question. I get this one quite a bit, actually. So what this means here is if you're setting up a targeting audience, and let's just say your audience is 300,000 people. Okay, you're like, all right, great. I'm gonna run my ad. My potential size here is 300,000 people. My ad starts running, and let's just say I'm halfway through my campaign, and I've only reached, I don't know, 57,000 people, just totally off the top of my head here. Now, a lot of people get frustrated. They're like, well, wait a minute. My potential audience size was 300,000, and I've only reached 57,000. Why is that? What's the deal here? Well, there's two different reasons why you're not going to reach that full audience size that they give you, okay? And the first one is based on the objective that you have chosen. So for example, if you choose website conversions as your objective, what you're telling Facebook is, hey, Facebook, show my ad to as many people within my target audience who are most likely to convert on my landing page. And Facebook knows that, has their algorithm, they have all this data about how people use Facebook, you know, and what they're doing on Facebook. Likewise, if you choose like clicks to website as your objective, Facebook is going to show your ad to as many people within the target audience that you have set up who are most likely to click on your ad. All right. So it's going to depend on what your objective is. So if you've chosen website conversions or you've chosen clicks to website, for example, not all of those people within that 300,000 audience size are likely to take one of those actions. So you're discounting a lot of people right off the bat, okay? Another reason for that is if you're running, let's just say you're running your ad campaign for the next 2 weeks, well, not all 300,000 people are gonna be on Facebook during those 2 weeks, okay? So think about it from the objective standpoint. You're not gonna reach all 300,000 people when you have an objective that, like I just explained there. And then also you have to think about when people are on Facebook. They're not always going to be on Facebook during the time of your ad campaign. Okay. So you're not going to be reaching your entire audience size. So just kind of accept that and be okay with it. Understand it, but be okay with it and keep moving on. Okay. Cool. The next question comes from Mary Romeo. I think I've pronounced that name right, Mary. I apologize if I haven't. She wanted to know about business manager. What is the deal with business manager? And yes, I've been getting a lot of questions about business manager as well. Well, basically, business manager is a tool for managing access to pages and ad accounts, and it's really geared towards agencies and companies who need to give different permissions to lots of different people. Also, if you're managing more than one Facebook ads account, so if you're running Facebook ads to different accounts, going back to the compliance and Facebook's ad guidelines, you can only run ads for one account out of your Facebook ads account. If you're going to be doing multiple accounts, then you need to jump over to Business Manager. Okay. So if you want to, you can manage access to pages and ad accounts. I'm actually just going to be reading this here directly out of Facebook here for you. So that's going to allow you to clearly see who has access to your pages and ad accounts. And then you can remove and change and edit their permissions. It also allows you to keep your work separate. So you can get access to pages and ad accounts without being friends with them, with friends with your coworkers, for example, on Facebook. Okay. So if you want to be using, if you want to be managing your company's presence on Facebook, if you have multiple ad accounts and Facebook says more than three pages, and you want multiple people to be working on your Facebook accounts, you got to be using Business Manager. Again, so this, for a lot of you, this is not going to be relevant. But if you are managing multiple accounts, if you're in a small agency or in any kind of agency for that matter, or a business where you have multiple Facebook ads accounts, you definitely want to be looking in to Business Manager. And you can just go to business.facebook.com to, if you've not already signed up for an account, just go to business.facebook.com and they'll run you through the steps of setting it up. I'm not going to lie to you. It's kind of a pain in the butt to set up, but once you get it set up, it's not too bad. There is a little bit of a learning curve there, but again, once you use it a little bit, it's not so bad. All right. That's part one of the Q&A here. Hope these answers were helpful for you. You know, if you're listening to these episodes about Facebook ads here in the podcast, I'm going to make an assumption here that you're either already using Facebook ads in your business and you want to learn how to improve upon them, or maybe you like to be using them in your business, or maybe you're even managing Facebook ads campaigns for clients. Well, if you're not already convinced, because I talk about it so much here in the podcast, Facebook ads are definitely one of the fastest and most effective ways to quickly scale a growing business today. I mean, they allow you to grow your business with clarity and certainty, and hands down, it's the easiest and most effective advertising platform out there. If you're looking for ways to automate leads and sales coming into your business, Facebook ads are where it's at. So for that reason, I want to invite you to a live webinar training I'm going to be doing that's all about how to create a profitable Facebook ad system that gets leads and sales for your business on autopilot. It's all about creating that system with your ads and letting them do the work for your business, so you know exactly where your next lead or sale are going to come from. So if you're interested in this live training I'm going to be doing, it's a webinar training, just go to rickmulready.com/live-training to reserve your free spot for the webinar, which is going to be coming up in late August. Now, here's really who the training is for. If you're struggling to know where your next lead or sale is coming from in your business, and you want certainty and clarity in your business, this training is going to be for you. Or if it's been a challenge to get your business off the ground, this training is definitely going to be for you. Maybe you worry about how you're going to be paying the bills with your business, or you want to take your business to the next level by automating leads and sales, but you're frustrated that that's not happening as quickly as you'd like. This training is going to be for you. Maybe you're already making money in your business. You have a product or service to sell, and you have an idea of who your target audience is. Maybe you're doing some paid traffic already and you want to take things to the next level. This training is going to be for you. So again, if you'd like to join me on this live webinar, how to create a profitable Facebook ad system that gets leads and sales on autopilot, just go to rickmulready.com/live-training. That's going to be later in August, and really looking forward to talking with you there during the webinar. All right, my friends, that's all for today's show. We'll do part two of the Facebook Ads Q&A later this week, where I'm going to be answering questions about targeting, how to improve an ads campaign for someone in the veterinary niche, how to avoid using destination URLs that might be considered spam by Facebook, and a whole lot more, all coming your way in the next episode. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.